So the epistle for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 8. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come that shall be revealed in us. For the expectation of the creature waited for the revelation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that made it subject in hope. Because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that every creature groaneth and travaileth in pain even till now. And not only it, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption of the sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 5. At that time, when the multitude pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets and going up into one of the ships that was Simon's. He desired him to draw back a little from the land. And sitting, he taught the multitudes out of the ship. Now when he had ceased to speak, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said to him, Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners that were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they were almost sinking. Which when Simon Peter saw, he fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was wholly astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of fishes which they had taken, and so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were also Simon's partners. And Jesus said to Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And having brought their ships to land, leaving all things, they followed him. Please be seated. Enlighten my eyes that I never sleep in death, lest at any time my enemies say I have prevailed against him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In last Sunday's Mass, we had the imagery of our Lord as the Good Shepherd, seeking after his lost sheep, going after the one that needs to do penance. That's where it says in sacred scripture, the idea of how heaven rejoices over the fact of one soul doing penance, rather than even the 99 that need not penance. And so we see that imagery of the Good Shepherd seeking after the sheep. I think it's also fitting in this month of the Sacred Heart. How we look to the Sacred Heart. Now the Sacred Heart loves all of our souls, wants us to get to heaven. And so that's where then this imagery, yes, is very fitting for this month of the Sacred Heart. But as I mentioned to you at the very beginning of this, how in today's Mass in the offertory, our prayer is to never sleep in death. And so therefore we understand that obviously our Lord wants us in heaven. He seeks after the lost sheep with the love of the Sacred Heart. But then also for us to understand it, as it says, enlighten my eyes that I may never sleep in death. To be enlightened to understand then of how easy one it is for us to fall into sin and how the Sacred Heart will seek after our soul. But for us to understand how that our Lord works, how he wants our soul. So what does that require from us? I mean, one, it is a confidence and a trust in God. And that's something that we see, obviously, in the Mass itself. One, starting off with the introit, talking about the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? So you can see how then with the introit and then also the offertory prayer, of how if we realize that our Lord is our salvation, if he is what we should trust in, then we shouldn't have any fear over anything. And that's where then you look at the offertory prayer, that we never want our enemy to say that he's prevailed against us, that he's been victorious against us. Because we know obviously that the enemy is Satan, trying to draw our souls down to hell. We can see very clearly that he works against what the Sacred Heart is trying to accomplish for us. And so, yes, it requires from us a great trust and a great confidence in Almighty God, in this Sacred Heart. So, as I say, the introit sets the tone for that. And then very clearly in the Gospel of the Mass, this whole idea of the confidence and trust in God. For St. Peter, yes, it was an illustration of that trust that he had in God. His willingness then to let down the nets, even though they had tried to fish all of the night. And so when they gain all these fishes, when they have all of that, that they gain from that, you can see the reaction of poor St. Peter, that he mentions for our Lord to depart from him because he is a sinful man. And so, yes, he recognizes his weakness, he recognizes his sins. And so, therefore, he asks for our Lord to depart from him because he is not worthy then. I mean, certainly for any of us, none of us are worthy of our Lord's most sacred heart. But in this Mass, it encourages us in the confidence and the trust in God. It offers that out to us. And so therefore, for us just to try to accept that, to have and place our confidence and trust in Him, to overcome the enemy, the devil that is there, the devil that is trying to take us away from our path. And so that is where then, in going back and with that trust, St. Paul in the epistle talks about the sufferings that we have and how that these sufferings will lead us to the glory that is to come. And so therefore, that's where we understand and we can try to see the crosses, the sufferings that God permits us to undergo. In a way, they are a necessity for us. They can be the purification for our soul. But they can also help us to realize that the glory is to come. I mean, one, you think about what Our Lady had said to St. Bernadette. I don't promise you happiness in this life, but in the next. Or then you see how a lot of times the saints had gone through sufferings, crosses, and difficulties. But it was in order to gain that crown at the very end of their life. The crown that is held out to them. And so that's where we understand, in a way, the necessities of the sufferings and the crosses that we have. Why we have to go through it. A lot of times in sports they say, no pain, no gain. In a way, yes, how true that is. But what are we trying to gain from all of this? It is life everlasting, the glory that is to come. So that's why St. Paul mentions that in that the sufferings of this life, they can't be compared to the glory that is to come. And so therefore then they utilize that these sufferings, these crosses, in order to gain that. And so it helps to put into perspective for us these necessities of the sufferings that we have to undergo and how these necessities will also encourage for us a greater confidence in God. Because of the crosses and trials that we have, well, therefore we need more of reliance on God, on the graces that God gives to us. And so that elicits from us a greater confidence in the most sacred heart of our Lord. This confidence and trust that is necessary for us. And you see how St. Peter was rewarded with that? I mean, yes, on a natural level. On a natural level with the fishes. But that is where then our Lord tells him after that, I will make you a fisherman of men. And so we see how they leave everything. They leave everything in order to follow our Lord. And how by leaving all of that, the graces that they will gain from that. And we see that they lose their life for our Lord. And so that's where then, I mean, if we look at the intro to the Mass and we understand that, and how that it's reminding us of the fact that our Lord is our Savior, He is our protector. As I say, that should help us then to deal with the crosses and the trials of life. And even if we fall off the path that our Lord will come seeking after us, of how He searches after all of the lost sheep. And so through these things, it is good for us to meditate upon, to think about, especially as we look at the sufferings of this world. We see this, the state of this world. And so, yes, it requires a great confidence and trust in God. Because we see how further and further the world is going away from Almighty God. And how much harder it is for all of us to try to live a truly Catholic life because of the state of the world. But that's where we find our strength in our Lord. That is where we find our strength in the Sacred Heart. And so that is one of the things that very much so we see from the devotion to the Sacred Heart, a confidence and trust in Him. St. Claude de Colombier, the spiritual director of St. Margaret Mary, has that beautiful prayer, the act of confidence, this act of hope in the Sacred Heart. I think it's something that is good for us to think about and to pray because of the state of the world, because of what we see around us. And so that's where it's good for us in this month of the Sacred Heart to maybe pray the litany to the Sacred Heart, see all the invocations that we make to the Sacred Heart. And we ask for these graces from Him to deal with the sufferings that we have, the crosses that we have, in order to gain that crown for all eternity. And so that's where truly then we can say we have nothing to fear because our Lord is our protector. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.